Okay, Daf Ayin, we are going to finish up the halachas of Atah Chonatano. We said yesterday that if you forgot Atah Chonatano in Shmoneh Esrei, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. The one exception would be is if you're not going to make Havdalah, not at night, and also the next day you don't have wine to make Havdalah. There, in a situation where you're not planning, you have no game plan of making Havdalah in the next 24 hours, then you should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei so you can make the Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. So next halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says maybe Tisha B'Av will be a good example. Maybe if Tisha B'Av falls out of Motzei Shabbos, be a good example. You're not going to make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. You're also not going to make Havdalah the whole Tisha B'Av. So maybe in such a case, if you forgot Atah Chonatanu Motzei Shabbos, you would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch says no. It's not the halacha, and the reason is because when you know that you're not making Havdalah until Sunday night because of the fast of Tisha B'Av, that's not the same as somebody who has no plans of making Havdalah at all on Sunday. That's a person who cannot make Havdalah until Sunday night. He will make the Havdalah on the cup as soon as he's able to, which is Sunday night, if Tisha B'Av falls in on Sunday. So it's very different in a scenario where he doesn't know and he doesn't have a game plan of when he plans on making the Havdalah. Regular Motzei Shabbos, if you forgot Atah Chonatanu, you do not repeat anything, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei, so you don't go back. The halacha is the second you say the words Baruch to Hashem, and you're trying to finish the Baruch HaChayin HaHadas, that's it. You already say Hashem's name, you don't go back, and that's it. You just keep going forward, like we said yesterday. You'll say Havdalah on the cup. But as far as Shmoneh Esrei is concerned, you won't be concerned about the lost opportunity of saying Havdalah and Shmoneh Esrei. Although in that rare scenario where you would go back because we're not planning on making Havdalah Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, he points out, in such a case, if you forgot it during Atah Chonatanu, but you're still davening Shmoneh Esrei, so you should stick it into Shemei Tefillah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's specifically a person who needs to say Havdalah and davening. A regular person who forgets Havdalah and Atah Chonatanu. He forgets it then. And he does not need to repeat anything because he's going to make Havdalah on the cup. Motzei Shabbos, that person should not say Atah Chonatanu during Shemei Tefillah if he realizes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei he forgot it. The reason being is because it's not considered similar to what you're allowed to add in Shemei Tefillah. Obviously, you could and you should say it in Elokeinu Tzur, because the bracha is already over. You might as well make the tachanunim of Havdalah, the special tefillah of Havdalah that was inserted into davening. If you missed it, you could say it in Elokeinu Tzur. But you should not say it in Shemei Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah says, unless you're in that really rare scenario where you would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, we have the minhag of saying Vinayam, Yeshua B'Seis. The basic idea is that we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give bracha in the work that we're doing in the upcoming week. Therefore, if there's a Yom Tov in the upcoming week, so we're not doing work the whole week, we skip these tefillahs, we do not say them. If there's a Yom Tov in that upcoming week, anywhere between Sunday and Friday, if Yom Tov is falling out on Shabbos, so then the regular work week can take place, so we would still say Vihinoyam, even though theoretically we could say that Yom Tov is coming in the next week, because Shabbos is part of the upcoming week. But the point being is it has to be one of the weekdays. If it falls out on one of the weekdays, so then we're missing from the work that we do during the week, and that's why we wouldn't say a special bracha, a special tefillah, we should have bracha in our work. Reminds that these psukim of having a certain bracha, a certain Hashra Shechina in our work, is the exact psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said to daven that the Shechina should be shayre on the work of the building of the Mishkan. Okay, so it is a very important psukim. Obviously have a lot of kedusha, this bracha, and therefore it's what we choose to say. Coming to introduce the new work week. And surely make Havdalah for someone who doesn't have wine and can't make it at home. If you have wine and you can make it at home, you should wait, and you should make it at home in order to be Mitzi your family. The Rama tells about the minhag to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi after Avdala. We know a lot of people sing different songs about Eliyahu HaNavi. The Mishnah Berurah interestingly says, because we just waited a couple of days where Mashiach cannot come, he can't come on Erev Shabbos. According to Chazal, he can't come on Shabbos. And now that all that's over and the weekend, so to speak, is over, now we could daven that Mashiach can come. Moving on to Simresh Sadik Vav, we make Avdala al Kois. We know the order of the brachas is Yavne, Yayim, Besamim, Ner, Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Aleph reminds us that there's a machlekes rishonim, whether Havdalah is a din d'oraisa, that's Shitas Rambam, or it's just the Rabbanan like the other rishonim. All different minhagim of the psukim that we say, before Havdalah at home, Hine Kalei Shuasi. You know, there's a minhag to overspill the cup, to let it spill over. And the idea of spilling over is because it says any house that doesn't have wine spilling like water doesn't have siman brachos, so therefore we spill over the wine in order to make a good siman, a good omen, a siman tov in the beginning of the week. Although the Ramah talks about making it spill during the bracha, not before, not after, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not the minig. The minig is just to make it spill over as you're filling up the cup for Avdalah. However, during the brachas, you should not be concerned about spilling the wine. We know that we put out the candle and the wine that we spilled. There's also an interesting meaning here in the Ramah that we rub our eyes, we wash our eyes with the wine that we spill in order to show chibub ha-mitzvah, an endearment of the mitzvah. Rambam mentions here the minig, it's in Sif Katan Vav. A lot of people know that women for some reason had a custom, nahagu anashim, there was a custom that they should not drink from the Avdalah. The different reasons given for this, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention them. Mishnah Berurah just says the minig is that they don't drink from the Avdalah. The rest of the family, the Magen Avraham says also it's good that they shouldn't drink. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because we want to make sure that the one who drinks has a full shear so he can make a bracha achrayna. So that seems to be a practical thing, that if the kids drink, the person, the father, wouldn't have enough to make a bracha achrayna. If that's not an issue, then you don't have to be concerned with that.